Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Court documents filed ahead of the sentencing of President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, have revealed new details about his contacts with Russia before the 2016 election. The memo from the special counsel, Robert Mueller, says Mr. Cohen met a trusted person in the Russian Federation. A separate document filed by federal prosecutors directly implicates President Trump in Michael Cohen's illegal payments to two women. John Sopel reports.
These two filings could turn out to be a pivotal moment in Donald Trump's presidency. For the first time in a document from federal prosecutors, there's an accusation that, in effect, Donald Trump broke the law during the presidential election campaign in buying the silence of two women who claimed to have had affairs with him. Michael Cohen has pleaded guilty to paying off the former porn star Stormy Daniels and a Playboy model Karen McDougal in breach of campaign finance laws. But the prosecutors say that he acted in coordination with and at the direction of Individual One. Individual One in these court papers is the president.
Nearly 90,000 police are being deployed across France to counter a fourth weekend of protests by the Yellow Vest movement. Shops and metro stations have been closed in Paris. Lucy Williamson reports.
8,000 security forces will be deployed in the capital, almost double that of last weekend. Another 80,000 will be spread throughout France. They're expected to be more mobile than before and more proactive in tackling any threat. The government has said it expects extreme violence and that today's protesters include people who are coming explicitly to smash and, it says, to kill. The Interior Minister described the movement as a monster that was escaping its creator's control.
A stampede at a nightclub in central Italy has killed at least six people. About 1,000 people were in the venue in Corinaldo near Ancona. One of Italy's best-known rappers, Sfera Ebbasta, was performing at the club. Here's Caroline Rigby.
What we're hearing is that people smelt a strong odour that they think might have been something like pepper spray. They fear that that might have been sprayed. That caused people to panic inside, try and flee, trampling over each other, according to officials. And that caused a number of them to be crushed. We're hearing around 100 have been injured, about 10 of them seriously. Now, they've been taken, we understand, to two nearby hospitals where the injured are being treated.
You're listening to The World News from the BBC.